We've been in business for 18 years, come December 18th, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys. This is John. Thank you, Lulu. I appreciate you. Hi, my name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
All right.
All right. Good to hear. Yes, sir. So I'm just going to pull up some notes really quick here from Lulu just to catch you at the speed of the call. But in the meantime, did you have any questions regarding our program or how it works?
I haven't gotten that far, I don't think.
Okay, no worries. I'm sure you'll have plenty of questions. I'll be happy to address those for you as well. And I'm speaking with Joe, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, it's a pleasure meeting you, Joe. All right, so pretty much give you a little insight about who we are. I kind of cut in there when she was talking about how longevity we've been in. Yeah, we're coming up on 18 years this year. We have an A-plus on a BBB. We really make sure to take care of our family here at Local Splash. Because we're a premier Google Channel partner, we're able to make sure that your business is easily found on that first page when keywords or phrases that you get to choose from anywhere 7 to 15 keywords or phrases and modify it any time, you will pop up on that first page of Google. Okay. Now, as long as the customers are in your service area, that's when that'll happen as well, too. I'm seeing from the notes that you're willing to travel about, like, 25 miles. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
Every time I do a Google search, I always put, say, pressure washers near me.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. what I use. So is that what you guys basically do?
You got it, yes, sir. So you can do nearby, near me, pressure washing, pressure washers, like that sort of thing.
All right.
Yes, sir. And then also, Joe, we don't stop just on getting you on Google. We understand that customers are going to be searching on different engines and different directories. So to help generate your traffic, we make sure to get you up to 60 different directories as well. So such as Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, you name it. We'll get you up there as well too. Okay. So that way your brand awareness is on point for everyone out throughout the web. Now, I do see Angie's List here, our home advisor. Is that something you're currently with, or is that something you worked in the past?
Yeah, I kind of got sucked into it. I'm trying to get out of it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because, it's okay, but, it's not really worth it. But I got flyers going out Monday, and I'm putting out a bunch of yard signs this weekend. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to steer away for Angie's List because, I don't
know. tell me about it a little bit, because I heard so many things, so many experiences. I never want to bash the company, but at the same time, I'm just hearing so many negative things lately, more so than not, unfortunately.
If you go on Angie's and then you're looking for a pressure washer, and then you see me and five other contractors, and then you hit the request quote or whatever, mm-hmm. and it goes to me, and say if you got a big job or say a roof cleaning or a driveway, that's like $48. I would automatically get hit with $48 even though I don't get the job. They're like, you got to sell the job, do this and that. So last Friday it was $399 in fees, and I only got two jobs out of it that whole week.
That's not right, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's not worth
it. Yeah, and
so
unfortunate.
You break even, but that's about it. So it's like, man, this ain't worth it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Find better market.
Yeah. Definitely, man. All right. And that's why you're with us. All right. So, Joel, let me ease your mind on that right now, so that way, we can carry through here. What separates us on that end is one. Once we work with you, Joe, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area. We actually take that very seriously here at Local Splash. So it's very exclusive for you and your company, where we're not going to disperse your leads out to other competitors and have you guys go head to head. Okay, we want to make sure once we work with you, that's it. These customers talk directly to you. So you supply us, you say, hey, John, I would like to be contacted through text or email or this different number. Perfectly fine. We don't touch any of your customers in that sense. Okay. We just help on the back end to help you get easily found so they can call you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so every time somebody don't call me, you don't get a fee, huh?
Or no one gets fees. I don't get that. That's wild.
Yeah, that's $300 a year too. So on top of that,
No way. Okay, so I've actually just been hearing this. Obviously, we hear about them, you know, but I just recently started hearing that they're charging yearly and charging per lead now. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Okay. So the way we work is we only – it's a flat rate month to month. There's no contracts on that because we want you to choose us each and every month because you're seeing your return on investment and because we're doing our job, right? So it's in our best interest that you're doing well so that way we can earn your business for a long time. That's just how it works, you know. And we're not going to have you charge per lead, per call, or per job, or click, or anything like that. It's a month-to-month basis rating there, okay? That doesn't change.
Right.
Now, far as is this your website, the fishppw.net?
Yeah.
That's a cool website. I love the water background and everything. Did you build this yourself?
Yeah, I went through Wix and did it myself.
Get an account through Wix? This is incredible.
Yeah.
My mouth is on the floor, man. This is cool.
Well, my wife, she saw it, and she's like, who helped you with this? I'm like, nobody.
What? Okay.
It's pretty easy once you get the hang of it, but.
I've done webinars a lot, and I tried to do Wix, man, myself, and that's no comparison, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is cool. I love it. Oh, man. All right. Okay, well, that's one thing we don't have to help you with. We are a one-stop shop, so this is definitely incredible. It's probably hands down, man. I take my hat off to you. This is cool. You got pictures of everything. Yeah. I hope you hear the genuine in my voice here. Like, this is good stuff. All right. So what we'll do then is we're not going to touch your website. I don't think we should, to be honest. If anything, when you get up on Google, we'll put up a link so that way the people can easily click to your website as well. You know, we'll put the reviews up there. We'll make sure there's a direct number to contact you. That way they can go direct to this webpage too and look at your gallery and everything, man, because this is where it's at. All right. Yeah, definitely, Joe. And so are you doing anything like else besides the website as far as marketing? Are you doing any stuff like Facebook business page or anything like that?
We got it set up, but we didn't spend the money on it yet. But,
okay.
You know, I'm just doing the yard signs and flyers right now. Because I know yard signs in my type of business generates a lot of business. So.
Nice. Okay. Well, I mean, you're hustling. I'm not going to lie. I love it. You know, I respect that a lot. And I feel like customers respect that, too. They know that you're a hard, honest worker. You know what I mean? So that's amazing. Let me ask you, how long have you been in business now?
About a month and a half.
Get out of town, really?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. That's incredible. There you go. And then you got this website like this. I'm going to pick on you about this incredible website right now just because mostly I'm jealous. I couldn't do something like that myself. But, no, that's incredible, man. So far as your Facebook, a lot of customers and business owners that I speak to, a lot of times they have a Facebook business page, but it's very hard to upkeep it, like running promotions or putting ads up and things like that. So that's one thing we can really help you with. Now, the way the ads work, let's say I'm in the area, I put in pressure washing or painting, right, nearby. Well, of course, you'll pop up on that first page. Let's say they look at your website and they're like, man, I love everything. It's just I don't need the services at this moment. So if they go on Facebook later down the road, catch up with some old friends, what have you from there, they'll have your ads pop up on their page right there. Okay? So we make sure of that. Yeah. So that's how it works. Now, you already know Marketing 101. The more they see your business name, the more likelihood they're going to think it's to call you first when the time comes when they actually need your services, right? So that's how it works on that. You got it. Yes, sir. And now, when it comes down to tracking all of this, we build you a client dashboard, we call it, our fully customizable tracking system. So we're not going to just tell you, like, hey, we eliminated these robocalls and gotten you this many leads. No, we give you account login and password, so that way you can see it live. Where these customers are calling you from, what keywords are being searched to find you, what words aren't working. That way, if you want, you can make modifications. But if you're too busy, Joe, that's okay. We have your back Monday through Friday. We have an account management team to go ahead and make those modifications for you or even run new promotions for you whenever you need it. Okay, so you just let us know. Yeah, it's communication, as you know, is everything. So as long as you let us know what we need to do to make changes or adjustments, we got you. Okay? Yes, sir.
Or all the way down at the bottom of my website, on the homepage, there's a Facebook and LinkedIn.
Beautiful. I see everything here. Yep. Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, all of it. Perfect. Yeah. So, again, it's right now, you have everything happening. No joke. But the same time, the same token, it's hard to find you. So once they find you, though, sky's the limit, right? And so that's where we come into play, okay? And you're in Naples, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm in Tampa, Florida myself, so I'm not that far off. But let me make sure. Okay, perfect. So because you're in
– I got to get this Google going because they want that video verification and all that. And I sent it to them once. Sent me a card in the mail for a verification code. I put that in. They still didn't go through with it. So I'm like, oh,
really? That's okay. We help you with that. Okay. There's a few things that come into factor with it, but that's something. There's even customers that me personally, I've spoken with that actually got banned for something they did, and we still got them up there. Okay. So don't worry on that. Pretty much, I'm glad you brought this up because some people think I'm lying when I tell them this. I'm like, per Google guidelines, they actually send a letter physically in the mail to you, and you have to verify you're a real person and real business. So once that goes through, though, we work fast, okay? Within the first 5 to 7 days, we get all your directories submitted, and we get your client dashboard to track it all complete within that time frame. Because you already have a website and everything, we don't have to worry about things on that. It could make things quicker on our end, far as getting you up on Google itself. So being that, since you already did a verification and kind of went through, they'll probably be easier to send through again. But within 30 to 45 days, your listings begin to appear and everything starts working as a whole. So you'll definitely see your rankings increase over time from that. Okay. So we'll make sure to take care of you from there. Let's go over pricing, and everything we spoke about is already included for you, okay? So I don't want you thinking we're trying to upsell you on nothing, man. So everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. Like I said, it takes some time to get you up on Google, but we want to make sure that you stick it through to see this real fruition come to play for your company. Now, your pricing is going to be a set flat rate month-to-month at only $249 a month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment today would be at $348. And again, no paper job, call, click, hidden fees, no taxes on it either. But month to month, it'll be at $249. And that's including everything we spoke about. Is that something you can comfortably budget there, Joe?
Yeah, but the wife is the accountant.
Okay.
She's still a little skeptical about this, but I told her, I said, I spent $200 on yard signs. If I get one job, I get my money back.
Right.
So in
there
my
you go.
Mind, if I get Google and I get one job, I got my money back.
Exactly.
Convincing her of that.
Well, yeah. Well, how about this?
To me,
I'll do
good.
Real I just got married myself. So, hey, listen, happy wife, happy life. Or more like happy wife, you keep your life, So, let's do this. I'm going to do it in real time on Google and put it into our analytics to see where the demand is right now. What would you say is bringing the most profits for you, though? Would it be pressure washing? Would it be painting? What would you say?
I haven't had no painting jobs yet. I've been kind of declining them. It's been so hot. Okay. I don't want to paint in the heat, but
I've
been so good for the pressure wash that I haven't been doing nothing else.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that. So I'll put in pressure washing or pressure washers because that's probably what I would put. Pressure washers nearby.
Because I talked to a couple local pressure washers and they say, man, we're slammed. And I'm like, yeah. I do a job and then two or three neighbors are like, hey, can you come do mine? Can you come do mine?
Yeah, so. I bet. I'm looking at the analytics right now.
Wife,
it's ridiculous.
I told the wife, I said, I got to get on Google. And that's where the phone's going to ring when I get on Google.
Oh, you better believe it will, because okay, let's put it this way. You have great reputation already. So that's amazing, right? And customers that are looking at things, they're going to look at reviews, right? They're going to look at the conveniency of saying, they're not going to look at the second or third page. Let's be real, right? So we'll make sure you get on that first page and put that link for your website so they can see your work, you know, see it for themselves. And right now, I'm seeing other competitors there right now, like Blastmasters, you got SW Florida Pressure Washing. I don't know if you heard of these guys. Proline Equipment. Like, I got all these different companies, and some of them, believe it or not, they don't have a website. This one doesn't have a phone number to call them. I don't know how they do business. I'm not lying. It's called Ray's Pressure Washing. Like, I see this time and time again. I'm like, what?
So, well, when I went and got my license, the lady told me that in my industry, even painting and pressure washing, they 70% of the people don't have a license. They don't have insurance. So it's like, so they're the $100 guy, you know. I'll do your job for $100. Then they'll burn the grass or bushes, and it's like, oh, sorry. So,
that's the wonder they got no license. All right, so here's the crazy part. You ready? You're going to trip out. So there's over 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days just for the pressure washing. Or I'm sorry, pressure washers.
How many?
Over 1,200 searches. That's a lot. Yes, and that's in 30 days on it, and not just for that, right? That's where our analytics shows. So let's put it this way. Let's really break it down for you and your wife to help her understand. Joe, I know you're going to get more than 1%, but... Okay, just hear me out. If you get just 1% of those 1,200, what I mean, man, you're definitely getting a return on your investment for sure. Am I right?
Yeah.
Definitely. And I already know you probably do way more than 1%, but just kind of open your eyes for that, you know, what we could bring to the table for you on there, you know, getting that Google presence and also those directories too. They're going to see you everywhere and on their Facebook as well too. So, sky's the limit, man. You know, the number one thing that we don't do, I just want to reiterate, is that we don't talk to your customers. So once they talk to you, it's on you from there, right? And I already know just from your reviews and stuff that I'm showing, you're going to do just fine. You're going to do amazing, if anything. that's an understatement. So
I got let's say around 10 jobs for Mangie's, and I got already three five-star reviews just out of 10 jobs.
Yeah, see, there you go. Like, come on, you know? And that helps your ranking, too, you know? So it'll help you build up on the list as far as your ranking, the traffic with it, too, your website, your number. Believe it, that's what brings it up. So,
yeah,
I mean, Joe, everything we spoke about seems like it's everything you really need, right? And I know for a fact that we can run and help your business grow in the right direction. Because we're not going to bring you these leads from out of 25-mile radius. We want to make sure it's in the right service area that you would want to service to. And you know when that phone rings that it's going to be a quality lead, because if you already know that they're typing it in from what you want to be found for. So at that point, man, we can make this thing work.
So what gets me is I need a pad for my I'm going to put in a shed, so I'm calling around for cement pads. And I went on Google, and I put, you know, cement contractors near me. Mm-hmm. So the first five came up. I called every single one of them, and nobody answered. So I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. I'm not that guy that won't answer the phone.
Right. Yeah. See, there you go. And that's what I'm talking about, though. You know, it's so weird how, I don't know if it was because of COVID, but ever since then, I started taking notice a lot more of this, where it's like there's no workers. Like, everyone wants to get paid, and they don't want to do the work. You know, they don't want to answer the phone. They don't want to come to work. Like, it's just the weirdest thing. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong, but I hear it a lot, you know. So we appreciate, you know.
Because I want this business going and getting everything in line, because my son, he's getting out of the Marines in June. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me questions, and, you know, not to get too personal, but he said, so you did a driveway. A 35,000 square foot driveway where my wife works. And how long did it take you? I said, it took me 5 days. How much did you make? I said, I made $7,000. What the hell?
What?
Break it up. So he's like, I want to get into that. So I'm like, well, you know, you ride around, see if you like it, help me out, and then we'll get your own setup, and we'll split the taxes at the end of the year. You know, but he wants to get into it, so I want to be successful by the time he gets there. And I think, you know, I told her, I got to get on Google.
Yeah.
So
it's just a new age thing that we have to adapt to, because let's put it this way. When you buy a new cell phone, what's on there? Google. They literally put it in your phone. They'll do something right there, you know? And
yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I didn't use Google for a day. Like, I can't pinpoint one single day.
Yeah, I use it. Yeah.
You know?
So the turnaround, like the flyers I'm putting out, they guarantee me a 2%. So I put out 1,500 flyers. So, I mean, that's a lot of work. I can't even imagine if I get on top of Google.
Right, I was going to say,
perfect.
So, Joe, let's put it this way, because I used to hand out flyers when I was a kid for my family business. You know, I used to go and probably be illegal now I talk about it, but we would go into shopping marts and put our flyer on the cars, you know, door knocking.
Right.
We had a hustle, you know. But nowadays, it's like, listen, you put that thing up on Google, and then everyone sees it, you know, especially if it's a review. Everyone sees it, and you just hit the whole huge market for yourself. So
if I go with this, how long is it going to take for me to get on that Google page?
So for you, again, this is on average, but, I mean, it could be quicker just because you already have a lot going for you already, but within the first 30 to 45 days. Now, return, though, you're definitely going to have all those other directories submitted first because that's what builds the traffic to you, right? So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, things like that, Chambers of Commerce, all these other directories and search engines are going to be completed within the first week. So just giving you a heads up on that one. But, again, that's a lot faster than a lot of people. Most people on the market say 6 months, 9 months, but it's only because we're a premier Google channel partner. And to be honest, we've been around for so long, this is what we're good at, you know. So, and you know I'm not lying to you because you already know, I warned you already, they're going to send a letter into the mail to verify you're a real person and all that. So we're definitely, we'll put it all on the table for you.
They still didn't go through with it, so I don't understand what their deal is.
No, hey, man, don't worry. Our account management team will make this happen for you. We'll get this thing going for you, okay? So, Joe, what do you say, man? You ready to get this green light?
Yeah, one question. Do you deal with CRMs at all?
We work on CRMs and everything, but what do you mean by that? For, like, for your company? Talk to me.
Yeah, customer response.
We do not ourselves. Again, so the only thing we do not do is talk to the customers. I honestly think that's something we should grow on in the future for sure. But as of right now, we want to focus heavily on getting you as many customers as possible.
Yeah, because I talked to a guy, and he said CRM is where it's at because you keep track of your customers, what they like, what they don't like. They book online, it goes to your calendar and things like that. So I didn't know if you guys did that too or not.
I mean, our client dashboard keeps track of a lot of stuff. They can send messages. You can really look at it where you can see what they're typing in. You can see what's working, where they're calling from, messaging, all that.
Right.
But, I mean, far as actually us talking to them, no. I know for a fact we don't do that just yet. So, I mean, it could be in the future, but not right now.
I just don't want to, you know, it'd be nice to bundle stuff in the one client instead of spreading it out. But I was just.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey, listen, I'll be in contact with you as well, too, because I'll be the lead on your account. Mostly you'll be talking with our account management team / techs. But if you can't get a hold of them for any reason, I'll be your second form of contact to make things work smoothly for you. Okay.
All right.
So, Joe, is this phone number the best number you want the customers to reach you? Or is there a different number?
This number. 784.
Yep. And then 9425. Gotcha.
Yep.
And then, Joe, is it short for Joseph or is it just Joe?
It's just Joe Fish. My real name is Gerald. Middle name is Joseph.
Really? I go by my middle name, too. I do.
My dad was my first name. So.
Yeah, I go by John, obviously, but my first name is David, and to be honest, it's a true story, don't laugh too hard, but I didn't know my first name until I was 11 years old. My parents kept calling me by my middle name, and I saw my birth certificate the first time, and I was like, wait, who's David? And they're like, that's you. And I'm like, wait, what? I was blown away, man. So, yeah. All right. And so, Joe, the information that we're going to have here, though, I'm going to put it per Google Guidelines. I'm going to have to put your real name on there just for the purposes of Google on here. But that does not mean it's going to show on there that way, okay? So I want to make sure I have it all correct here. So what name do I put down on here then?
Oh, for the professional Google?
You got it. Yeah.
Gerald. G-E-R-A-L-D.
Gerald.
Just put the J Fish.
And then last name Fish, correct?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. And then what is the email that we can have a second form of contact and to send also invoices to?
fishppw@gmail.com.
Okay, at gmail.com. Wow, that's pretty clever right there. Okay, nice and easy. All right.
Any,
I love it.
And press the question.
Yeah, man, I love it. All right. And now, as far as the business name, I want to make sure, because again, once it's on Google and on these directories, it has to be consistent. So we have Fishes, Painting, and Pressure Washing. Now, is there an LLC or anything like that or no?
No, I'm just sole proprietor, so.
Perfect. Okay, cool. And then for the address on there, again, they're going to send that letter in the mail. So we want to make sure it's running smooth for you. We have the address, though. It's 5249 30th Avenue Southwest. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. There. And then zip code 34116, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then I'll go ahead and put this here as well. So what we're going to do to help speed up the process for you and your business, I'm going to set up a tech call as well. Now, I'll introduce you to their technicians, so that way you kind of feel warm with these guys, you know, because you will be working with them a lot in the future. Now, we do ask for an hour window. That does not mean that it's going to take a whole hour, nor does it mean you have to be in front of your computer, okay? So you don't have to be in front of your computer or anything like that. We just need that hour window to actually speak to you. Since you already have so much stuff, I'm pretty sure it's going to go run pretty quickly, but I just don't want to make promises I can't keep, okay? So it all depends on how many questions you have for them. What time do you have available tomorrow? Do you have availability tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, what time works better for you, morning or evening?
8 in the morning.
8 in the morning? So they run off PST time now. I'm with you, man. it'll be too early for them, because they're 3 hours behind us. You're talking to the pastor here, you know? the earliest we can do is 11, actually.
That'll be fine.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it'll be 8 a.m. their time. So let me do this. I'm going to send you an email from our Google Calendar. So make sure you hit yes. I'll let you know when I send it, though. Boom. And now, just letting you know, they're going to call with – I'm going to give you a call with them, okay? It'll be from an 877 number, and then kind of go from there.
All right. But,
I do this.
I think better be here tomorrow. Check my email, Amazon. I got a grandson. He likes dinosaurs, so I got one of those – it looks like you're riding one of them inflatable dinosaurs for Halloween.
Yeah, cool. What? Yeah.
So we can kick that.
Nice. Oh, my God. I had a friend of mine who did martial arts and stuff, and he had one of those funny dinosaur costumes, and he just got down in it. I don't know how he was moving around, to be honest, though, but it's the funniest thing to watch.
Oh, so yeah. Just reply yes on that.
You got it, yes, sir.
All right. And yeah, he'll think that's probably the coolest thing, you know, being, you know, almost four, so.
That's cool. There you go. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to do a double check before we do any type of processing payments and stuff, because we do have you at a discounted rate, okay? So give me just a moment while that's going through. Okay.
What's this going at the bottom? I've seen that before.
What was that?
It says going. Where am I going?
I don't know. Where are you going?
Yeah, Google Calendar, it says local splash, and it's got you, me, and the other guy 30 minutes before call. And it's on the bottom. It says yes, no, maybe. It says going.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm going.
I never know. Yeah, I was like, actually, that's funny. I never heard that one yet. Okay. All right. Well, it came through. I see it on my end right now, so you're all set. And now the card that we'll be using today, does it say Gerald on there, Fish, or does it say Joe Fish? Like, what would it say on there?
Oh, she's going to be pissed. She'll get over it. I'm going to use my Lowe's card. Just kidding.
Hey, man, don't put it all on me, okay? Because she's going to hate me, too, you know? I feel like two kids in it. Feeling like a kid again right
now. She's worried about money and you know, it's just, she's starting to get the swing of it. I said, honey, I just made, you know, $1,100 in 3 hours. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That's good. We're getting there.
There you go.
That's an American Express. It's Joe Fish.
Joe Fish. Okay. Is there a middle initial on there, though, or no?
No.
Okay, cool. And is it to the same address, the 5249?
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card. I'm not going to charge it at this exact moment. I'm going to go over something with you before I do any of that, okay? But ready for the card number when you are.
3722 9729 29 Hang on. Kind of skeptical that kind of real business. It sounds funny, but I don't know. She'll be skeptical too.
Don't worry, man. I'm not charging nothing right now. I'm going to show you a few things too. Don't worry, you're okay.
How can you prove you're a real business?
I'm going to send, actually, let's do that right now. What do you say? give me 2 seconds. We'll go over a card number again. Don't worry, okay? So I'm going
to. I call up all the time, and if they sound real and they're not.
No. I'm going to be the lead on your account with our text, but I'm going to send you something right now. To the cell phone here. Let me know once you got it.
All right.
Okay, pop that open for me. It's our website. Everything we talked about is in here as well, too. But to show and prove that we're a legit company and everything like that, and we were our premier Google Channel partner, you can scroll down to where it says Google Ads Partner. Do you see that?
Yeah.
If you click that little icon, it takes you directly to Google's actual web page, not something you can fake, okay? And you'll see our company name right there as a premier Google Channel partner.
All right.
Told you that, yeah.
Too easy. What's going on here?
No, you're good, man.
Says the pro package is $399 a month. What is mine, $249?
You're at $249, and you're doing the platinum package, to be honest.
For $249.
You got it, yeah. And you can see how much you're saving as far as the promotion we got going on for you. So we got your back.
And the setup was what, $199?
Nope, just $99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Unless you want to tip me, you know. No, I'm kidding. We don't got that, man. So.
All right. I guess I'll give you the numbers again.
All right. All right, hold on. Let me make sure I have. Because it didn't save anything, so Joe Fish, Joe as in J-O-E, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then as a therapist, American Express. Okay, ready for the card numbers when you are.
don't know. Hang on, man. No, I'm just
okay.
3-7.
You're killing me, Smalls.
3722-972929-41004.
All right. Awesome. And the expiration date?
09-27.
Okay, and there should be a security code as well?
1465.
Right, and again, I'm not charging nothing yet because, one, I like to do a triple check before anything, and then also we're going to do a voice verification where it's an added form protection for you, okay? So I'm going to go over that in a minute.
All right.
Now, I just want to let you know, I like to do this first where, as you know already, just we went through here actually, there's a lot of scammers out there, all right? And I want to make sure on our end that you're secure in every way possible. So we're going to set up a security question for you, and I want an answer as well. So I don't care if they're saying the local splash. If they say their name is John, if they don't know the security question nor the answer, please hang up the phone. Let us know right away, okay?
All right.
So we have three questions to choose from. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Cox, C-O-X.
All right. So I'm going to put that in here. So again, make sure, don't even give them hints. Like, what's my security question, what's the answer to the security question? Don't even give them that, okay? So.
Yeah.
My mother had went through that before. I'm like, why did you give them that? You know, so, yeah. All right, so what I'm going to do is our voice verification part, okay? Now, anytime you have a question or concern, just stop me in my tracks and say, hey, John, can you elaborate that on with me for a little bit? I would like to, you know, get this answer for you. I'd be more than happy to answer that, okay? But in the meantime, any questions, just try to sound as clear as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your name, please state the name of your business.
Fishes, painting, and pressure washing.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Fish, owner, operator.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you are the authorized user on the billing of this account as well.
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And we'll stop right there. That's what we set up this security thing for you, okay? So, if anyone's talking like that, you hit them with those questions, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to continue here. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 27th in a non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 27th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, perfect, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment. It's going to be at $348. And once it goes through, you should see a text message and an email come right out to you. Let me know when that comes to you. There it goes. Should be coming in a minute there.
Nothing yet.
Hang tight with it. If there's not a text message, definitely there'll be an invoice in the email.
And the other one went through real quick. This one's taking its time. Oh, there's something. You got your stuff. All right, there they go.
All right, beautiful. Now, was that the text message or was that the email?
Both.
Both? Okay. It's probably quicker through the text message. If you want to put me on speakerphone, when you go in there, it will have an invoice. Of course, it goes over everything we have, all inclusiveness and everything. But in the very bottom, not very bottom, but at the, it should say, like, sign here for terms of experience or terms and conditions. Do you see anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
I got to certify I'm an authorized holder?
Pretty much, yeah. It's just you're going to scroll to the bottom of that and then type in your name, the way it's put on there, and then also date. And there's like a spot above or below it where it says to process that.
Yeah.
Let me know where it takes you next, though.
Username and password.
Beautiful. Okay, so this is the part where our techs are going to go ahead and develop that with you so you know how to log in, everything from there, okay, so you can track it all. All right, so you're all set there. I'm going to go over some of the things with you real quick here. It takes like 2 more minutes. Hope you don't mind. That way, our techs, when they call you tomorrow with me, they're not starting from scratch. I want them to start on this now, okay? So
all right.
Give me just a second here. And I remember you wanted to have the customers call this number. You said, did you want them to text you as well, an email, or just phone call?
Oh, both, sorry.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Just phone call.
Just phone call?
Yeah, text
okay.
is they confused and confusing. And.
Yeah, okay, I hear you on that. What about email, though? Email's okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then far as your hours of operations, what would you say, Monday through Friday, through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday is 8 to 5, and then Saturday is 9 to 1.
And then 5 to you said Saturdays is 5 to 1?
9 to 1.
Oh, okay, I was like, what? I was like, man, when do you sleep? All right. And then also, let's go over some of these key words and phrases so that way we can have some in there for you. I'll just start typing away. You can just say them out there, and I'll put them, jog them down.
Pressure washing? How many can you do?
Fire away, man. Sky's the limit. Let's do it.
power washing? Roof cleaning.
Okay.
Surface cleaning.
Gotcha.
House cleaning.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get a card. I got a bunch of them on there.
Okay.
I got everything I do on these cards.
It's all good, man. Don't worry.
Driveway cleaning.
Driveway.
Curb cleaning.
Curb.
Storefronts.
Storefronts. Okay.
Commercial pressure washing.
Okay.
Paper cleaning.
Say that one more time.
Paver cleaning?
Paver cleaning. Paver cleaning. Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Did I say house washing already?
I have, let me double check. I have house cleaning, not house washing.
Okay, we'll do a house wash.
House wash.
House washing.
Okay.
I can add more later.
Of course. Here, I'll do this. I'll put, please advise customer may want to add more, okay? So that way they bring it up.
Oh. Yeah. That's probably pretty good for now.
Okay, I got that there. And we're going to go, now you already have a personal Facebook page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The text, where I sent you the text, we need to go ahead and put that link up so that way we can start working on a Facebook business page. Now, again, we're not going to look at anything of your personal stuff, okay? So I want to make sure that's very clear. But okay. If you could send me a text message of your URL for that Facebook page, that way we can go ahead and go ahead and make that for you.
All right. Trying to figure out how to do it. I'm on the site, trying to hold down and copy paste, but nothing's happening here.
You're all good. If you need help, let me know.
Yeah, I'm on my page, but I don't know how to copy the link.
Are you on the app or are you on a computer?
My phone.
On your phone? Is it an iPhone? No, it's
yeah.
Probably easier on the app. Okay, yeah. So if you're on your app, here, let me walk you through on that. Go to your profile. So you're going to select menu. Should be like a burger looking like, I would say, three lines.
Right.
And then in there, you're going to click your profile page. So say like profile. Yeah. It should pop up with your picture in the center there, right?
Yeah. See, I got menu down at the bottom.
Yeah, hit that for me. Hit that one.
Yeah, it says explore people, groups, video watch, memories. It says pages, but nothing down that.
Nothing like that, huh? Oh. That's a little weird.
Let me, you do it on the computer real quick.
Yeah.
Can you send you a link through email, maybe?
Yeah, you can send it through email. That's if it makes it easier. Yeah. And if honestly, if not right now, we can send it up for tomorrow. But I mean, we have a lot to work with. So I just want to make sure it's nice and smooth for you, you know, and get things running quickly for you. So, completely up to you.
So it's a share and then reply back to your email here. Let me see here.
Yeah, I can send it to jso@relevantad. That's me.
All right, that's it. No, that ain't it.
Not working?
No, I got an Apple thing and it'll be easier. I could send it to you in a little bit. Once
okay,
we're done, I could send it.
Don't worry about it, man. Yeah, it's not necessarily at the current moment. I don't want you stressing on it. I'll put it somewhere we'll add later.
Oh, wait a minute. Might have something here.
Yeah?
Copy.
Okay.
Because Apple, you got to click on it to get the thing to come up.
Oh, okay, yeah. I feel like the buttons are so small, too. I don't know.
I'll just put Facebook. And then for subject, paste. That should be it. All right, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, some lady, she works down at, I don't know if you know, Gulf Shore Boulevard in Naples?
Yeah, I do.
Where all the scum live, you know, the poor people.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Not the greatest. Town, but, yeah.
But she works down there in one of the buildings, the condos, and some lady just gave her a MacBook. She goes, here, you want this? And she's like, sure.
What the heck?
So,
you give her a MacBook?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not surprised, man.
This is for your business. Like, cool. I don't know nothing about them, but I'm learning.
That's
So random. Very
easy. Once you get that, pretty easy.
That's hilarious.
And she comes home with money all the time. She goes, oh, look, some lady gave me $100. I'm like, what for? Well, I took her dog out to go potty while she, you know, had to do something. I'm like,
you know what?
Hell?
That's funny you say that. A friend of mine just had that same thing. Like, straight up, that was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, paid her $25. Or no, $100 or something like that. It was yeah.
Yeah, some lady pulled out when I was doing that, the driveway. It's all pavers. And I was doing where they exit. And some lady pulled up in a Bentley. She goes, can you wash off my tires real quick? So I just hosed them off of the pressure washer real quick. And she threw me a 20.
No.
Thank you. I'm like, whatever.
Thanks for being neighborhood Spider-Man. Just up and around.
They don't have a clue what to do with their money.
No.
Money. Oh, actually, it's funny you bring up money. How do you want to accept payments from your customers? Do you do PayPal? Do you do Venmo, cash check only? How does that work?
I got the Square set up, but I don't know how to work it yet. But they can go online and pay online. We got that set up through QuickBooks.
Okay, QuickBooks?
Yeah.
Do you accept Zelle, PayPal, or anything like that, though? Or Venmo? Or
no.
Anything? Nothing like
no.
that? Okay.
Yeah, they can pay on the website, but we're still trying to fine-tune that.
That's okay. Make sure to bring that up with our text tomorrow, just because we want to make sure you have everything set for you, okay? So the customer, when they see that, the more they have their answers already answered or the questions they have answered already, then the smoother the process for them, right? So we just want to make sure I hear that. All right, man. Well, I have everything here. I want to make sure this is all sent to our text right now while I have you on the phone. And you are all set. So I'm going to tell you this.
I'll get that tomorrow. Username and password. I'll do it tomorrow.
You got it. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a call with them. If I'm stuck on a call or a meeting or anything, I want to apologize ahead of time, but I'm looking forward to introducing you guys myself. Okay. So, yeah, I'll track you right over to them and have you guys go over all of the details and things like that from there. So just expect a call from an 877 number within that hour, though, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's not a spam call. It's us.
All right,
Joe. Hey, it's a pleasure talking with you and getting to know you. And, again, I'm still jealous about your website, so you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, hope your wife doesn't kill you, man. You take it easy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.